Lawyers for 38 studios, their attorneys and financial advisors, all of whom are being sued by the EDC, say Kurt Schilling hid nothing from corporation executives about the cost of moving the gaming company to Rhode Island and getting the first games on the market. Attorney General Gerald Petros was one of three attorneys who argued for dismissal of the case.
The court should dismiss these claims because EDC cannot bring a claim based on non-disclosure of information that was known to its executive director and its CEO and deputy director. Corporations know what their employees know.
Attorney Max Wistow, arguing for the EDC, countered that company officials knew a $75 million state-backed loan would be insufficient to keep the company in the black.
Everybody, with the exception of the board, knew that was false. Our own people knew it was false. Saul knew it was false. Stokes knew it was false. Everyone knew it was false.
Saul and Stokes refer to J. Michael Saul and Keith Stokes, two former EDC executives who were key to securing the loan for 38 studios and who are now named in the state's lawsuit alleging fraud. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.